You are listening to Football at its Finest with Will Black. Football at its Finest, featuring all things NFL, college football, and daily fantasy sports. Follow Will Black on Twitter at Will Black Talk. Football at its Finest, available on TuneIn, Captivate.fm, Apple iTunes, and Spotify.
Three, two, one.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to this episode of Football at its Finest. I am the aforementioned Will Black, and I am taking a look at tonight's Sunday evening game, and it has been a fun-filled day for NFL football. NFL Week 13 has all but come to a close. But in the wings, we have a Sunday night matchup on NBC featuring the Houston Texans versus the New England Patriots. Another pupil versus teacher matchup with Bill O'Brien facing his old mentor in Bill Belichick. Coach Belichick holds a 5-0 record against his former assistant, and his team sits as a 3-point favorite on the road. The struggling offense of the Patriots averaging just under 17 points per game since week 9, while the addition of Will Fuller certainly adds to the big play ability for the Texans offense. The Patriots will be in a good spot to get right on offense versus a defense that allows 367 yards per game and has given up 22 passing touchdowns on the season. They have been stingy against the running backs in terms of allowing rushing yards, however, and the New England Patriots have a 34% advantage versus the Texans in the trenches, according to Pro Football Focus. The Texans will be hard-pressed to move the ball against a Patriots defense that is ranked second overall in the league and allows a mere 256 yards per game. That translates to 98 yards per game rushing and only 158 yards per game passing. That is truly incredible, but they are only second in the league. As a matter of fact, the San Francisco 49ers hold the number one spot, so you can see how good these top defenses really are when it comes to the numbers. The Patriots have also only allowed 9 total touchdowns all seasons. That's right, 9 total touchdowns all season. The truth is, this game sets up to be either a complete disaster for the Texans or an ugly performance from both offenses, resulting in a low-scoring affair that, in my opinion, would still result in a Patriots victory. The Texans can throw a wrinkle in their offense if they choose to fully utilize the talents of Mr. Duke Johnson. Duke Johnson, in my opinion, the most underutilized skill position player in the entire National Football League. Duke Johnson, who averages 6.5 yards per touch this season. He only has 90 touches through 11 games. A player of his ability will certainly allow for the field to open up if the Texans choose to get him involved early, allowing Watson more time in the pocket to find his big play receivers in Hopkins and Fuller. This is a no-brainer. You have a talent like Duke Johnson. You have an offensive line that struggles to protect the quarterback. Keep him in the game more often. Have him in the flat as an outlet for Deshaun Watson to dump the ball off to so that he can further distribute the ball later in the game because the defense now has to worry about that player. Carlos Hyde is a decent running back. Yes, he can pound it up the middle. Yes, he can break it outside every once in a while. Yes, he can take a fair amount of the load. But Duke Johnson is way better in the passing game, and he should be utilized, especially in a matchup like this. I have to believe that Coach O'Brien will do everything in his power to beat his former boss, and perhaps to my detriment, I will trust in his intelligence. Therefore, I predict a close contest with a final score of 30-24, the Edge New England Patriots. I will be playing the DraftKings Showdown slate this evening, and my single bullet, that's right, one lineup, will include the following players. Captain Duke Johnson, if I'm going to talk about him and explain how important he is to the success of the Texans offense, then I almost have to play him in the captain spot at his price at $4,800 if I'm predicting a 30-24 final score. For the flex positions, I have Tom Brady, Julian Edelman, and N'Keal Harry, Hopkins, and rotating through the following players for the final position in the flex: Mohamed Sanu, James White, Philip Dorsett, and Carlos Hyde. Now, both Sanu and Dorsett have Q tags, which means they are questionable to play. Now, that can sometimes lead to low-owned, slate-breaking plays if they do become active. If you like the risk, both are active, maybe Harry could end up being filtered out. Depending on my risk tolerance, I might just keep him in there and just play the other guy as well. If I think Tom Brady, this is a get-right spot for him, and he's going to throw four touchdowns, he's got to throw it to somebody. So I'm willing to take the risk on a guy like N'Keal Harry. But at the same time, Sanu and Dorsett, if they're both healthy, that could really switch up how the targets get distributed. And James White, you know, it could be one of his breakout games. Tom Brady has been complaining about how the offense has performed, and some of Tom Brady's biggest successes have come to throwing the ball to the tight ends, running backs out of the backfield, and his favorite targets of Julian Edelman. So that's kind of what I'm looking at. This matchup looks like it could be very, very interesting. It looks like it could be very, very much a blowout. It could be a snooze fest as well. It's hard to say. But as always, thank you for listening to Football at Its Finest. I am Will Black. Give me a follow on Twitter at Will Black Talk. And as always, it has been my pleasure speaking with you this evening. Have a great night and enjoy the sport we all love, the sport of football. Catch you later, guys.